Case number 10,605, Bruce Stower, southwest of Route 54, south of Wilson Avenue, being lot 15, block 3, within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Pronounce the name properly for us.
Stower. Bruce Stower, 38222 Lookout Lane, Selbyville. 19975.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm going to memorize this one of these days, bear with me.
Okay.
I'm Bruce Stower with Ocean Tide Homes. I'm here this evening on behalf of Charles and Kathy Perry. They are the new owners of 38833 Wilson Avenue in the Cape Windsor neighborhood. Perry's are seeking variance this evening for their side yard setback requirements, or from the side yard setback requirements. The requested variance reduce the side yard setback on the west side of the property from 10 foot to 5 foot. The intent is to put two new air conditioning units in this 5 foot setback area. And I just wanted to clarify that on the right side of the property, which would be maintained as 10 foot from the property line, that we would have what we're calling a bump out at the second floor level, 3 foot bump out, or 15 foot long, and a 5 foot wide walkway, again at the second floor level, which would go into the front door of the house, which is on the second level. I think I said that right. I'd like the board to please consider the following. The Perry's lot is unique because it is 40 foot wide. This side yard variance would be similar to others granted in the Cape Windsor neighborhood. The requested variance will not affect the surrounding, or alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The requested variance will not permanently impair the appropriate use of the neighborhood and will not be detrimental to public welfare. The requested variance is necessary to afford relief from the narrow lot size. This neighborhood was originally created for small, single-wide mobile homes, and the current trend of many of the property owners is to replace the aged trailers with new, modern, and larger homes. For these reasons, we request this variance be issued.
How the air conditioners, it appears, are 2 feet from the property line?
Yes.
How far is the structure from the property line?
5 feet.
5 feet.
That would be the side that we're requesting the 5 foot variance.
Okay.
I don't know if it matters, but let me add that on the east side of the property and the south side, there is water on two sides.
Right.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you want to come forward, sir? You can step right down front there.
Your name and address, please.
David Scavone.
How do you spell that?
S-C-H-I-A-V-O-N-E.
Okay. Address?
2525 Lakeshore Drive, Georgetown.
All right, you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I think the west side is that the I own the lot next to him, and I'm getting ready to start my lot. My building. So if I understand you right, you want to be 2 feet off of my property line?
You can ask us questions.
Yes, oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. Not familiar with your hearings.
Okay.
He's going to be 2 feet off of my property line?
If
I'm a no.
His AC units are going to be 2 feet from the property line, but the house is 5 feet.
5 feet. So, and my concern is, and is being able to get in there and start my house. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I guess I'll come down here and want to do the same thing, be 5 feet off the property line. But I just don't. I'd rather have the 10 feet, so it gives me plenty of room to do what I got to do. I have a little yard space in there.
Well, you'll have 10 feet if you build in your setback.
Well, but if I come down here, then I'll come down here looking for the same thing—a 5 foot setback. His line, that house he's building would be 5 feet off the property line.
As most in Cape Windsor.
Okay. And then the second floor would be 2 feet off the property line. The kick out is going on what side?
On the water side.
Okay.
Water side.
Okay. So just be the air conditioner that'll be.
The structure itself will be 5 feet from both property lines.
Okay. Okay.
The air conditioners will be 2 feet.
2 feet. All right. Okay.
Are you opposed?
God, I hate to be. Yeah, I am. I really am.
Well, okay. It makes it. Unfortunately, Cape Windsor was mobile home park.
Right, I understand that.
And now everybody wants to change it.
Right.
To make it a housing development. So you're going on record as opposed because you're going to build inside of your setback requirements.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10605, as we have approved many like variances in that development because of the narrow 40-foot lots, and I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Again, Chair, we'll call for a second to the motion. Hearing none, motion will die to lack of a second. Leave it on the table.
If there's no other motion, then it becomes automatically tabled.
It's automatically tabled until I'll notify you, Jenny. Okay. All right, sir. Your motion is been tabled, but there wasn't a second to the motion.
Okay.
So once it's, I'll notify the secretary and she'll re-advertise it. It's that time. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay.